shocked. Frank Hester's apologised after it was reported. He also said she makes him want to hate all black women. He's given the Tories millions of pounds. Labour's Shadow Women and Equalities Minister Annalise Dodds thinks they should give that back.
Rishi Sunak himself has said that words matter. If he believes that, then he actually needs to put his money where his mouth is and hand this money back.
Controversial influencer Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan are appearing in court after they were detained in Romania on a UK arrest warrant. Lawyers for four British women who accused them of sexual aggression between 2012 and 2015 claim they warned police the pair were planning to flee. Pet owners could be overpaying for vet treatments, with the competition watchdog ordering an inquiry. The CMA says that nearly 60% of practices are now owned by six large groups. Its chief executive, Sarah Cardell, says an initial review received 56,000 responses from people who struggle to shop around.
It's really difficult for many pet owners to get access to clear upfront pricing information about treatment options, about prescription fees. We're concerned that many pet owners may be overpaying for medicines.
A ship taking almost 200 tonnes of food to Gaza has left a port in Cyprus. The Open Arms is towing a barge containing flour, rice and protein. Earnings growth slowed during the 3 months to January, raising hopes that the Bank of England may soon be able to cut interest rates. Average regular pay rose at an annual rate of 6.1%. And Al Pacino says it wasn't a slip-up when he announced the winner of the Best Oscar without first naming nominees. It looked like a mistake when the actor opened the envelope and said Oppenheimer had taken the prize. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And now the weather for today is pretty grim out there. A lot of rain, 13 degrees, going down to 10 degrees overnight. And there is a gentle breeze. There is quite a bit of surface water, so be careful if you're heading down the lanes. And going to be pretty miserable for most of the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Wood on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. Now, just a little bit of info for you. This Easter, Brentwood Town FC are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which will be delivered to Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out, which is an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16-year-olds in Essex. Donations can be dropped off at any of our home fixtures in March at the Brentwood Centre Arena. And those matches are Saturday the 9th of March, which has just gone, Tuesday the 12th of March, which is today, Bowers and Pitsy, and Friday the 22nd of March, Malden and Tiptree. If you want more information about how you can drop off your Easter eggs, it's all the W's, brentwoodtownfc.co.uk. Right, let's have a bit of a classic. This is Massive Attack with Unfinished Symphony.
We'll be right back.
Here's a new one from Abby Flynn and Beat Bakery, My Own Woman remix.
Love me or leave me, but I'll never change. Boy, I ain't here to play, I'm in a better place. If you ain't winning, get out my way. Some of these men don't want us to play small. Go and pass me the ball, I won't be saving face. Then you should know who you're up against. I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie, then I'm the star. If you wanna have me, then you better learn to love on me. Now I know my worth, I'm my own woman. Now I put me first, I deserve, I'm a grown woman.
FM.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, I'm nice and relaxed, nice and relaxed. I feel, I stepped in a puddle when I got out of the car, as I said, and it's gone into my right shoe. I think my right shoe is a little bit squeaky. You know when you walk and you can hear... I don't think it's my leg, although possibly the way that I'm walking at the moment, it possibly could be my... It possibly could be my leg. Who knows? I tell you what, my back gets stuck. And it, you know, the pain radiates down my leg, but it's like on my buttock. And then I can't move. It's just awful. I don't know whether to... I have got spina bifida. I don't think I mentioned that very much on air because it's something I was born with. And a lot of people don't know. And they didn't discover it until I was about 11 years old. And that was due to me trying to do some sports or something at school. And I have to go and, well, I sort of stayed away, actually, from hospital. So I had a bit of a nasty experience when I was a kid. And then I sort of went to London Hospital, I think, till I was about sort of 16 or 17. And then after that, I was like, never want to go there again because I hated it. And recently I've went to see a lovely consultant. He was so handsome. And he was the one who said he looked at my scans because I had an MRI scan. I'd never had one done before on my spine. They'd always been... x-rays, and he said, your back is so interesting. And I went, oh really? And he showed me and I was like, oh my god, there's like bits missing, there's bits all wonky. And I said, did you enjoy looking at that? He said, oh yeah, I really geeked out over looking at your back. He said, because it's such an unusual case. And I went, well, thank you so much. I mean, thank you so much. He went, you wouldn't have surgery because I wasn't sure, actually, because my back had been bad. I thought, oh, yeah. And you know when you think about back surgery, like, oh, no, that's months off work and that's, like, painful. Oh, I couldn't think of anybody injecting anything into my back anyway. But at least I know there is a consultant out there that said, your back is spectacular, as in, like, interesting. Which is always nice to know. It's nice to know that my back was interested somebody. And this is like an MRI. It's really good because he showed me all the different, because it sort of goes through all different angles right the way round, doesn't it? I tell you what, those MRI machines, why can't they make them a bit quieter? Every time I have to go into one, they clank and they make a terrible noise. I mean, it's like, what can we do to frighten somebody who doesn't like being trapped and make a huge noise? I mean, now, the last one I went on was like more like they call it like the polo mint type thing, because it's just a massive kind of, you know, it's not like you're cramped in the older machines. It was like going a little, like being encased in a sausage encased. That's what it felt like, and I didn't like that. I never opened my eyes. Best thing to say, if you have an MRI scan and you are a bit worried, which I used to be because I've had loads of them done now, shut your eyes as you go in, even if you're claustrophobic, and don't open your eyes. Think of yourself on holiday or doing something else, but do not open your eyes. That's the way I got over it. First time I went in, I didn't open my eyes, and I said, no, I can't do it. I have to come out. And then after that, I thought, because you've got to have these scans done, you see. It's important if you've got a scan not to, you know, go, because by the time you get another one, you know what it's like with the NHS at the moment. You could be waiting for decades. That'll not be funny, but you could be waiting a lifetime before you get another chance. I haven't played this one out for quite a couple of days, maybe a week or so, but I do love it. Interviewed Carlos last week. Amelia Rose is doing brilliantly. She's got a brand new track coming out. This is called Distance.
Bring it back tonight, cause I caught you my, I know every time something happens in the sky. Bring it back tonight, cause I caught you my, I know every lie. I've been on this path to you, don't know how we fall in the past, but I've been on my,
there is a better I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look and see what's happening on the roads now. Hopefully things are calmed down a little bit around the Dartford Bridge. Brook Street roundabout is fine. Very busy on the junction of Wilson's Corner in all directions at the moment on High Street and also past Shenfield Station as well. Heavy traffic due to stalled lorry M25 clockwise, junction 27 of the M11 to junction 28. But all lanes have now reopened. As you come down from the M11, down past Baden Mount, Stapleford Tawny to Watton Green, there is still quite a bit of traffic there. But after that, it's fine onto the roundabout. Heading down towards Lakeside is clear now. All those roads have now cleared due to that earlier problem there with the M25 and the Dartford Bridge, which caused massive problems this morning. Can't see any problems on the road. A12 flowing nicely. More traffic and travel in an hour. Don't worry about that noise. That was just me knocking something over. What was it? Oh, there we go. It was the mouse that I knocked over. I was asking you about food that you've had too much of, and then you suddenly think, I can't have it anymore. I've got the same thing going on, I think, at the moment. The Marks and Spencer's Yum Yum. It's a donut with... it's not a proper donut. It's like layers inside, because I'm not really that keen on donuts, to be fair. But this is a Yum Yum. Yum yum. And I know what I'll do. Every time I go in, I'll buy one, and then after a while, it might take a little bit longer because I'm only having probably like one a week, but probably in about 6 weeks time I'll be like, I can't eat those anymore, and then I go off them. I do that with a lot of food. Some days, and sometimes I wonder why I'm so fat, because I'm very funny about what I want to eat and what I don't want to eat. At the moment I'm eating hummus. That's the one thing I can never get fed up with, hummus with beetroot. I can't get fed up with that, and I found these really nice little flatbready things I'm having, which are probably very fattening. But anyway, now I was asking what you thought, what food it is for you. Billy, I love Billy. Billy's like, I don't like Marks and Spencer's. I hate them. Oh, well, there you go. Phil said a rum bar bar or a vanilla custard slice. Well, now you see, when Phil said that, now I'm thinking about a rum bar bar, because they're like very sort of like 1960s, 70s. My mum and dad used to like a rum bar bar, and you used to be able to get them with like a lid that used to peel off. I remember, and in fact, I can taste a rum bar bar now. I like a rum bar bar. Not creme caramel, that's completely different. Same sort of sauce, isn't it? Rum bar bar. Oh, yeah. I bet you I can't find anywhere that makes them anywhere. You used to be able to buy them in shops. I mean, a vanilla custard slice, again, but again, that can be quite sickly. Top of the morning says JCAS and Bajinda, thank you very much. Billy said, I hate Marks and Spencer's. And Julia said, great video. Is that all the answers I've had in? Just one? Oh, what's happened to my show? I used to get so many answers. See, if I ask a controversial question, like I did the other day, which I don't want to do all the time. It was just an interesting question to ask. It just went mad. But today, not so much. I can hear, is that you out there? It's Mr. Scott Ross. Scott, I'm just doing my question of the day. I've only had one answer and a load of other people commenting on how much they like my video. So let me know, what food have you had that you've had too much of, and then you can't eat again? Is there something you kept something? I was thinking about rum bar bar now. Can you still buy those? You'll know.
Yeah, you can.
Where from?
I don't know, but I'm sure you can.
Oh, rum bar bar. That's just, it's got that little bit of fake cream and normally a cherry, yeah, hasn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet you won't be able to search one out. Oh, I tell you the other thing I like as well, which I don't have very often. I can't think of the name of it. Is it a cheesecake slice? You know, it has like the coconut all over it.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
I've no idea.
Oh, I did this before. Somebody out there will tell me, cheesecake with coconut shreds. It's called something. Anyway, so what food is it for you that you've eaten too much of that you just go, no, I don't like it? Oh, by the way, that's called a London cheesecake.
Oh, is it?
All oh, right. Yeah. Oh, desiccated coconut on top. Yeah, what's yours?
I can't think of anything that I've eaten too much of that I then... No, I don't fancy. I always fancy everything.
Do you do a lot of cooking, don't you? You're always making stuff at home. He does no cooking whatsoever. It's Mrs. Ross, who's a very, very, very good cook, because I've been over there for dinner. Yeah. You laid the table nicely, though.
I try.
Some people, actually, it's funny, some men don't, it's the same for women as well, can't stand cooking, and other people find it really relaxing.
I'm just incompetent when it comes to anything like that. I haven't a clue.
No, I have to do everything by the book. I have to look at recipes. I'm not somebody who can throw stuff together. My sister Dina, she can throw stuff together, and she's got. But me, I don't have that. So if I make something, I have to follow a recipe. But I haven't got much of a logical brain, so I always try and throw extra bits in. And I have to be careful.
Hope for the best.
Yeah, just a Hoover. A bit of tissue. What was that in my food? Do you like Beyonce's new song?
I do.
It ain't Texas. In a London. I don't know the rest of it.
Right.
I know the first bit. It ain't Texas. I don't know the rest of it.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down. Park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado.
In my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Surviving.
A red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh.
Oops.
To the floor now, ooh.
This is Jay Mark with Falling in Love. lovely to have some chilled music. That's an instrumental by J Mark, Falling in Love. Now, I did get another message on about food, okay? From... Francesca said, I don't know about having too much of a food. I love all the food I've tasted all the time, which is why I wear big knickers. Well, there's things you, the things you learn about people, isn't
there
it?
You are.
I tell you what, a lot of the Hollywood stars talking about big knickers, were wearing them under their dresses, and you could see them. They had like so, kind of see-through dresses and big pants. They're very fashionable at the moment.
Are they really?
Not so much for the men. But I don't think a man would wear a see-through suit, or maybe somebody like Sam Smith might do, but
I
you never know. I don't know. It must. Do you know what I was thinking? I did say, actually, about, you know, if you were in a Hollywood film and you have to stay... Just imagine if I, right, was in a Hollywood film and you go, oh, I know that, Michelle, and then you had to go and stand next to the equivalent of today's Marilyn Monroe, like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, get away from me. Don't stand anywhere near me. Because it's just, I mean, these people just look absolutely incredible, don't they?
I know. There you are.
Yeah, and they have to, and they have all the best people to dress them. They have the makeup artist, the hair and everything. But it must be, I don't know, it must be when you're, because you can be the prettiest girl, right? I never know what that would be like. But there'd be somebody out there going, oh, yeah, I was the prettiest girl at school. And then one day you're not. And when you're in Hollywood, everybody is so beautiful. Yeah. It must be really, I don't know, so it must be a place
soul
that's
destroying,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because it's too, so really, if I stood on the red carpet, I would be the different one, so I should have more people fancying me.
Well,
because
you,
I'm, because in a world where everybody looks the same, you want something a little bit different, don't you?
You do.
I like the way you just raised your eyebrows and you went, I won't say anything else because if I do, I'm going to put my foot in it.
Well, that won't be a first.
Like a rum bar bar.
Doing it all the time.
Now, what is coming up on your show today?
Well, of course, being a Tuesday, Margaret Mills is popping in, and she's going to be looking at some arson attacks, would you believe? Yeah, arson, that was. Arson attacks, which affected Essex way back in 1844, would you believe?
Do you
so mercifully, as far as out now. And we're also going to be hearing about a woman who's working in Wales who's really gone up in the world, but she wasn't expecting it.
Oh.
All of that coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
I see what I mean. That show is going to be good and always good fun with Scott Ross as well. Lots of people who listen to my show listen to Scott Ross. They say, he's ever so naughty, isn't he? Does his little, you know, and then he does his little laugh. You know, you've got a lot of fans out there. Mostly women, by the
really?
Way. Yeah.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah. I've told them all, Mrs. Ross wouldn't appreciate that. So not to ask for any signed photographs or anything like that. We should have those, shouldn't we?
I suppose we should, really.
How many do you reckon we give out in a year? Anyone want a signed photograph of myself and Scott Ross, let me know. They're £400 each.
In the old days, presenters at radio stations used to have special cars with their names on it, and they drove around
yeah.
their names on the cars.
But we'll have a word with the boss, see what he thinks. I'll tell him that you want your own car with your name on, and then we'll see what he says. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yes, well,
there we go.
Yes,
Yes, good. If you were outside with a lovely car with your name on saying Phoenix FM Scott Ross joining between, I'd be like, what's going on? What's going on there? Right. Why has he got all the glory? Coming up, we've got, let's have a little look. Shall we have some Scissor Sisters? I think we should. This is Fire on Fire.
Now it sounds so far away. Elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now some sad news. Eric Carman has passed away, born on the 11th of August 1949 in Cleveland, Ohio. He passed away on the 11th of March. One of his most famous songs was All By Myself, which I think Celine Dion did an excellent version of that as well. But I thought I'd play out one of his tracks. And this is called Hungry Eyes.
It's not just an N1. That's not the mumble. It's a feeling. A heartbeat. Gagunk. Gagunk. Close your eyes. Gagunk. Don't try so hard.
I'm I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, on Monday evenings, if you're a budding singer or somebody with lots of experience, you can get down to the Essex Arms at Worley Hill. It kicks off at 8pm till 10pm, hosted by our very own Kev Piggott. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10am. So you can take your memory stick down there, or if you're a singer that's been performing for years, or you're a brand new, first time to get up on stage. It's a really friendly crowd. Bring your piano or your guitar, and everything else will be set up and ready for you.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Oh, shut up, you. He's saying bring your piano. Well, people do bring... If you're a pianist, you bring a piano, set it up on stage, and then do your song.
Well, one of those electronic ones. Yeah. Not full size.
No, not to wheel in like a C3 baby grand or something. No. Because I don't think they'd be able to get it on the stage. No, maybe the piano... They might have a piano there, but I don't... Normally, you bring your own.
Yeah.
Because if the pianos have to be tuned, don't they? Otherwise, they're a bit...
Probably.
We used to have a piano... When I had the recording studio in London, I didn't own it, I ran it. We used to have the piano tuner in every 6 weeks or so.
Right.
Used to come in, used to cost a fortune. Anyway, Broken Bear are back with a track called Awfully Civilised, Awfully Civilised, and it's out now. Here it is.
I found my peace in the middle of a war. Became the beast, but forgot what. Which was also a floor. My teeth as a professional whore. On my knees, I can see much more.
So a big thank you to my guest JCast and also Maginda as well. Thanks for chatting to me today, guys. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully at 10 o'clock. Hopefully there won't be problems on the QE2 bridge again, which absolutely, messed up all the roads. I was about to say very... wasn't about to say a bad word. I'm being very good. We're going to leave you with some YG Marley. This is Praise Jar in the Moonlight, which is fantastic. I'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned. Up next is Scott Ross.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we
shout the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. Oh, no, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.